Phil, fantastic to see you. Of course, you're the coach of the Central West Under 14s here at the New South Wales Country Rugby Champs for the juniors. Have you enjoyed the 2 days in Tamworth?
Oh, look, Wixie, it's always been fantastic. To get up here with the country provinces, it's always enjoyable. Like, the feeling between the clubs is good. The standard's been good again this year, and the games have been competitive. And it's just, it's actually good to come up and just catch up with the mates you've seen over the last couple of years, actually.
And you're part of the Mudgee Wombats, of course. We've got the great move finally from Jubilee to Great Experience, which is Glenmillow. How's that going? And
yeah, look, that's a really exciting thing for the Wombats, actually. Yeah. That Glenmillow facilities out there are just world class. And the rugby will moving out of there in approximately 2 years, I think. They'll have it all constructed. So, yeah, it's really exciting.
And also, of course, we've got Terry Ford out there still trying to get his cricket ground. So hopefully I think it's out the back of the grandstand where they've got the willows. They've got to drone them all up to get the picket fence. But eventually we'll get a Sheffield Shield game out there at Mudgee. And also, of course, you've had great big games there. Of course, recently you've had an Intrust Super Shield game there with Sydney Uni and also Eastwood. How did that go down?
Oh, look, it was excellent. That was just a showcase for rugby. And Sydney Uni and both Eastwood were just over the moon, I suppose, in the way the game was received out there, the quality of the facilities. And it was a really tight game. It could have gone either way. And that really just showcased the weekend. It was just such good rugby. And it's what rugby's all about. And there was about 2,500 people there. Good crowd. And Mudgee put on a good show.
Yeah, it's interesting because we love to have the Intrust Super Shield games out. We love to have separate rugby. We love to have the NRC, blah, blah, blah. But there's always a risk from the clubs, from the Eagles, blah, 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 to make that happen. And it's a big challenge with such a dominant bloke and also a very aggressive sort of mayor there in Des Kennedy to be able to bring all those things out, but not only combine the rugby, but also a bit of a wine festival to get the punters in as well.
Yeah, look, Mudgee does a good show and it presents well. That's probably one thing it really has in its favour. Like, it's the community really jumping behind a lot of these things. I think logistically, taking on a Shoot Shield is just not a walk in the park. And I hope that, you know, clubs don't take it underestimate it. But I think we were just lucky that, at the end of the day, Mudgee did a good show and it was well supported and it was a good showcase of rugby.
Nice to see Campo out here. He had a bit of a poke and had a bit of a chat with him. Of course, he went out to Mudgee last year.
Yeah.
As part of the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles when they went out there and played. There was a coaching clinic in the morning where everybody could get into it. And then, of course, the game in the afternoon. Andrew Blades and Darren Coleman, they were fantastic when they were part of the Eagles experience.
Yeah, look, Campo, what an ambassador for the game, really. Look, at the end of the day, I really like the way that Campo's jumped into the tent rather than outside of the tent. And he's just got so much to offer. Like, his insights of the game are very, very good, and he calls it straight. Like, at the end of the day, he polarises people at times, but at the end of the day, I find his comments fairly accurate and right on the point. The Eagles, I actually played a little bit with the Eagles when I was a young fella, and look, they're a great thing to have around country rugby. Like, I think it's a great platform for fringe players to go through the pathway and get an exposure to high-level rugby, and I think that's, Australian rugby needs that development pathway, and it's one that the Eagles is a great franchise and well supported, actually.
Okay, what are we doing as far as our juniors? We had this great magnificence many years ago known as the Mudgee Grassroots Festival. Are we ever going to see that Festivus back? Because it's a great opportunity for people to bore into the town, empty their wallets and then come back out. And how is the sort of junior system there? You know, you've got Eric selling dunnies off a break there at Reece Plumbing, and he's putting something in, which is fantastic to see. But overall, the legacy of the great sort of Bart as well, you know, he's not president of the club anymore at seniors, but, you know, he's been fantastic as well. So will we ever see anything like that again, and how are the juniors going within Mudgee?
Look, the junior numbers are good, and like every club, I think we get to that 15s and above. That seems to be a leakage from the game. I was talking to Pat McCutcheon about this yesterday, actually, about how we need to retain those players. Mudgee itself, look, its numbers are very strong, again. However, the grassroots, and a lot of that is actually driven from the Grassroots Rugby Festival. That was such a great, great facility. Like, it was driven by a couple of individuals who were pretty passionate about it, Mark Dalton and a couple of guys there. But I've got to say, it was good for country rugby. And I think the numbers we still maintain in Mudgee are a really good reflection of that, the success of that grassroots. And I've got to say, it was all about giving something back to rugby. It was just so pure in its intent. I'd love to see it back.
Yeah. Well, maybe some other town may take that on board and cop the millions of dollars that are part of it, because certainly when it was on, as again, it was a great thing for the Wombats, great for Central West, but it got some of these city clubs out and realising that, you know, their beef wasn't actually in a plastic container. It actually, you know, came out of this, and their vegetables didn't come out of a plastic bag. It sort of came out of other areas. And, of course, you know, wine came from the vines that a lot of the parents are able to enjoy in between all the games. So, Phil, great to meet you. Wish you all the best as part of the Wombats. And, yeah, congratulations on what you've done with the under-14s here with Central West.